Lighting this week is going to be at 5:18, and that mincha here and throughout the system 5:25. Learning the shul this week is sponsored by the Rosenzweigs, and Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ivli Nishma Sara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are learning Misachta Olos, and we will get up to the last Mishnah today. We'll learn Mishnayos Perak Yitches, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Esmayin Botkin says the Mishnah when we said you have to check in the house of a goy. What are you checking? Where? How far are you checking to see where they're hiding a nafel, a child that had passed on, right, or a stillborn fetus? As abibin ha'amukim v'samayim asruchim, you have to check the deep sewers and the putrid waters. V'shamay omer ma'afash basel s'vafar tichoach. You have to check in the soft dirt and the garbage heaps. They'll put a nafel anywhere. Got to make sure to take care. If it's a place where you can, where a weasel or a chazir can go, so that doesn't need a place to check, because we assume if the animal could get there, it would drag off the nafel and use it for food. It's Devanios, the entry area into a Nachri's home, that was meant to be a very fancy place. People didn't want to bury a nafel over there. So Embo Mishum Madur Odekocham, you'd have to worry about that. If you had a non-Jewish city that got destroyed, you don't have to worry about the concerns about the fact that there may be a nafel underneath. Why? So the Mefarshei HaMishnah explains it's because once the city of Goyim gets destroyed, the wild animals go through it, and once the wild animals go through, any nafel that's there will get destroyed. Mizrach Kisrin, Umar of Kisrin Kvaros. You have to understand, East and West Kisrin are considered places of Kever. Mizrach Akko, Hayasafik, there was a question about the east side of Akko. V'tiaru, Chachamim, the Chachamim were Metariat. There's a machlokus among the Mefarshei HaMishnah as to whether the issue over here is Tumas Eretz Amim or Tuma of the, did they decide that it was considered part of Eretz Yisrael? Or was there a discussion as to whether they buried great people or bodies in the east of the area of Akko? And quite honestly, the Chachamim said it's all Torah. Rabbi Beis Dino Nimnu al Keni b'tiaruhu, and Rabbi and his Beis Din decided about this area known as Keni, which was being treated as a Suffolk Tuma, because they weren't sure whether there was a grave there. And Rebbe was able to go back with his Beis Din and were able to figure out that this area of Keni was indeed Torah. And of course, as a result, the area became known as a Tardic area. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.